super Grammy moments. So did Meg Thee Stallion and Dua Lipa do a good job recreating the icons Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey?
Speaking of iconic moments, SNL recreates the Will Smith and Chris Rock Oscar moment. We're going to get into that.
And Blac Chyna is over the baby daddy drama and wants to focus on an upcoming trial against the Kardashians.
Our beloved Sherry is out today, but we got you covered. Brett, what you got, mommy?
Man, it looks like Doja Cat had to say moo to nearly accept her award, okay? When Avril Lavigne announced that Doja Cat and SZA had won the Grammy for Best Pop Duo Group Performance for Kiss Me More, only SZA on crutches stood up to accept the award with the helping hands of Lady Gaga. She was so gracious for that. But Doja arrived to the stage a little late and out of breath. Check this out.
I have never taken such a fast.
I was trying to figure out what Doja threw before she got. I think it was like tissue or like toilet paper or something. She threw something.
Yeah.
She threw something before she got hit the stage.
It was probably like the napkin she dried her hands with from washing her hands.
Yes.
But unless it was the tissue she wiped her tail with.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But I didn't like she said the word. That's so hard.
She was just being herself, Gary.
Oh,
I love her. I love her because she's animated. Like, I just love her. She reminds me of how Cardi B is. You know, just outspoken and she's not afraid to be herself. Congratulations to her.
I like this is funny. It's one of those words. It's funny in this scenario because most of the time people are just like, oh, I'm in the bathroom. And she just came out here and let us know exactly what number it was.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just so you wouldn't have to speculate. Because, like, you know, if it was number two and you had to think about her in that moment. Like,
having to rush.
Let's clarify what it is.
Yeah.
Who's the person also who's, like, banging on that door and they're like, Doja?
A PA.
Yeah, oh, my God.
A PA, a producer. Somebody's over there with a headset like, yo, Doja just won.
Yeah.
Get her in here.
Flush and push, honey. Yeah, flush and push.
Yeah.
Is it anything you would rush out of the bathroom for?
Yeah, to get my damn award. I would.
Grammy.
At the Grammys, you mean?
In general life. Let's just say, like, you know, like.
Oh, yes, honey. I have a friend that's waiting in the bed for me. I got to rush out the room to get to the bed.
Well, if they in the bed, they can wait a few minutes.
Yeah, Gary, once they're in the bed, you got them. They're trapped.
They
they're not going anywhere
there.
When they're in the bed.
No, but the blood pressure only stay up so long. I mean, you know, when their blood pressure is up, you got to hurry and get it while it's up. So,
okay. Yeah, baby. Gary, you got to get up and get that wet rag for me, Bobby.
Gary, you're talking about.
Okay, well, speaking of Grammy moments, Dua Lipa and Megan Thee Stallion joined forces on stage to pay homage to Whitney Houston and your BFF, Brett Mariah Carey. So while presenting the award for Best New Artist, Dua and Meg recreated the iconic gag that Whitney and Mariah did at the MTV Awards back in 1998. Take a look.
Not just stole my look.
Well, I was told I had the exclusive. I'm going to have a talk with Donatella.
Yeah, because I thought I was the
master.
I love it.
Yo,
right. I know you talked to Mariah. You think she liked them recreating their 1998 MTV moment?
I didn't actually speak to her last night, but I thought it was epic. I love the way she snatched off the pieces. I think they both looked amazing in their outfits.
Yeah.
And I love the cameo from, what's her name?
Donatella Versace.
Donatella. Yes. I was going to say Gianni. Lord Donatella. Yes, yes.
Yes, not Gianni. That'd be scary.
That was the thing. Yeah, it's like when she was like, oh, let me get Donatella to help. And then she actually walked up on stage. I was like,
and she looks good.
This is super cool. She does look good.
Yeah.
She like, both of you look amazing. You look very good.
Yeah. Gary, I'm curious. Like, Gary, have you ever showed up someplace where someone's got on your exact outfit? Have you ever had to clear the streets there?
That's going
to
be a fight.
Me and the girls don't shop at the same spots, honey.
Somebody did have on your same suit one day. It might have been Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon had one of my suits and they did a survey who wore it better. And of course they chose me because Nick put a hat on with it. And
of course it they chose cheap, you.
They did. Google it.
Well, let's switch gears real quick and talk about some more Grammy Night big winners. Now, John Batiste ruled the night with 11 nominations and he took home 5 of the trophies, including Album of the Year.
Wow.
Congrats.
Wow.
Now, Olivia Rodrigo won 3 for Best New Artist, Best Pop Solo Performance, and Best Pop Vocal Album. Woo. But her hands obviously were full because she accidentally dropped one of the trophies and it snapped in two.
Oh, my God. It shouldn't have broke.
Terrifying.
Yo, she definitely pulled the Taylor Swift move, who dropped her award backstage in 2010. So, yeah, I remember that, too. So, go ahead, Olivia, be careful.
It's low-key. It's a little bit low-key of a flex to have so many Grammys that you drop one.
It's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like some Michael Jackson.
Yeah, sorry, I've got all these Grammys.
Yeah, I can't
I just got my driver's license.
Right.
They need to make them a little stronger than that, though. I mean, they shouldn't break like that.
you're absolutely right, Brad. They shouldn't.
I think the ones are the ones they carry and get at the award show the actual Grammy.
I don't know.
Or they get the actual Grammy later on in the mail.
See, I've heard you get them later in the mail.
I heard that too.
I've heard they come with your tax returns, but I don't know if that's real or not. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a fact or not. Okay, all right, moving along. The slap heard around the world, still talking about it nearly a week later. Everybody knows Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the 2022 Academy Awards, where everybody's talking about it. And over the weekend, Saturday Night Live poked fun at the incident with a skit starring Chris Redd as Will Smith and comedian Jared Carmichael as a seat filler at the ceremony. Check this out.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see you.
Hey, I'll be right back, man.
Funny, all right, funny
Chris Redd killed it. Yeah. What do you think? Are we over the slap? Is this skit still funny? Were we still talking about this?
Yo, for it's me, funny, it was the way the slap sounded, because it was just like so quiet that out of nowhere you hear.
Yeah, it was just so like delayed. Yeah. It was so delayed, and then the reaction, which
it's
I love
like,
that.
The thing that's so funny to me is like the way that Chris Redd would like played that kind of Will Smith that we know, that kind of goofy, silly Will, and then that incredible act of violence. Yeah. I shouldn't say incredible. That sounds like good thing. It's a bad act of violence.
Right.
And then he comes back. He's like, hey, "Where are you from?"
I'm like, I would like for this joke to be the last one. Let's wrap it up and stop talking about this. Saturday Night Live. Let's end it on that note.
But they didn't have to joke on Jada though, baby, because Will would have probably came up and slapped him. So they kept Miss Jada out of it, honey.
All right, just the other day, y'all, we talked about Blac Chyna feuding with her ex, Rob Kardashian. Well, now she's got bigger fish to fry because she's accusing Rob's family of murder.
Oh.
Murdering her TV show, that is. Let me let y'all know that Chyna tweeted, I plan to refocus my attention on my trial against Kris Jenner and her daughters, Kim, Khloe, and Kylie. When they got my number one hit show killed back in January 2017, that not only hurt me financially and emotionally, that hurt my beautiful kids. Now, the way she said she's refocusing her attention, do y'all think she's trying to be like zen, or do she just need a little sympathy?
I think she needs a little bit of money. That's what she needs. That's what she really wants.
That's what she really wants. She sold three
cars. Does feel like a sympathy play to me. Feel like she's trying to get a little more attention, trying to get a little more spotlight back on this court case.
Yep.
But it's also only one season, right? They only ever made one season of Rob and Chyna, and it might have been number one in 2017.
Oh, that's why Rob and Chyna show.
Yeah.
So if she wasn't with Rob no more, it wasn't going to be the show no more. Come on. If she ain't with Rob no more, why would she still have a show that's backed by Kris Jenner? That doesn't make sense.
So here's the thing about this lawsuit is you get a little thing called discovery where, like, if I was suing Chewy, I'm like, yo, Chewy, show up with these documents. Mm-hmm. And one of the documents they're asking for Chyna are her OnlyFans receipts. They want to know if she's really making money on OnlyFans.
Damn, she probably is.
She probably is.
Do you make money
on OnlyFans?
I just show my feet.
Yeah.
That's all I show you.
You know people love the feet.
Mm-hmm.
People love the feet.
Brett said,
Let me find out.
Up next, honey, we're dishing on the fabulous and not so fabulous Grammy fashion. You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Hey.
It's time for my favorite What the Fashion Grammy Awards edition.
So,
okay, y'all, now let's get into all the best looks and all the fashion balls.
Oh, Gary, what is it? What are you working with here, Gary?
I see some on your lips, baby. What's up with your lips?
Honey, you'll see why I have this look, honey, in a bit. But, baby, Brad, niece, honey. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, then. Oscar winner Billie Eilish came through last night in an oversized goth-inspired look, showing a little leg but rocking a quilt-like overcoat. Now, some are calling it a fashion fail. Are we feeling this, y'all, or what?
She needs to try a little harder. I don't know what's going on.
Billie is so young and so beautiful. I would like to see her in this. Like, she looks a little like Billie. I wish I was a vampire here.
But it looks beautiful, y'all. Y'all don't know fashion, honey. Look at this beautiful black overcoat jacket she's wearing on her nice pale white skin. It looks amazing.
Okay, all right, guys. Well, Justin Bieber and Billie must have had a convo because he was also dressed in an oversized ensemble.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The big suit game. Big suit game. He pulled up in the middle of Vegas in the super oversized suit by Balenciaga, no less. Wow. Platform boots and a bubblegum pink winter hat. Those look like steel-toed Crocs that he's wearing to me. Are you feeling this look?
Just because it's a designer brand doesn't mean it's hot.
What's going on? I like it. You like the oversized cut, the oversized whatever you want to do. I'm sure those shoes are not Crocs. They're probably very expensive. It's a Balenciaga suit. And
just
I love this little pink hat. I like it.
I mean, people that don't know fashion like you and Tanner, that's probably y'all probably wouldn't like it. But it's really nice.
How dare you?
Well, y'all, the one and only Billy Porter understood the assignment. He serves a hot, hot pink Valentino ensemble, matching opera gloves, and a crystal embellished clutch with a dark blue lipstick. See, Gary, and some braids. You go, Billy.
Billy Porter can do no wrong in my book.
Gary, so hold on, Gary. Is this why you've got on rocking that blue lippy because of Billy P?
Yes, honey. This is why.
Pucker up, baby. Pucker up.
Yes, honey. I'm good at puckering. But anyway, y'all, honey, another sleigh baby came from my girl, baby. Houston's finest, honey. Grammy nominated, honey. Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Now, listen, baby. She took y'all. She took it to the jungle and showed up, honey. Showed off that body, yaddy, 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 body, honey, on the red carpet.
Yes.
She's my favorite. She's my favorite. Meg can do no wrong. I love you,
baby.
You
supposed to let them have it, bitch. Sparkle, honey. Give us something, hell. And you in a regular leopard dress?
She changed a few times, Gary. This is just one of her many looks, darling.
All right, and this look came all the way from Jurassic Park. It's singer-songwriter Taylor Parks. Some people said she's serving Yoshi swag, but Taylor said she was serving Bowser King Koopa looks all day long. What are your feelings on this look?
I went to her Instagram page where she's got a photo of it, and the caption says, "If Bowser was a bad bitch."
Okay.
I like it.
I think it's horrible. You know that's horrible. Stop clowning, honey. She ain't had no damn outfit, so she put on her Halloween costume and went to the damn Grammys.
All right, you guys. Hey, Craigcast's got a deal that will upgrade your Espanol or any other language you want to learn, so check it out.
Okay, if you remember high school, you know learning anything was probably a blur. For me, one class I thought I could manage was Italian, but boy, was I wrong. But now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app, there's a fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, the Italian Sea, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you actually can use in the real world. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective, and with Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. I love that there are so many different ways to learn, and in addition to the lessons, you also can access podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. And right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/dish. That's babbel.com/dish for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, believe it or not, it looks like hell has frozen over to allow this reunion. Now, Lee Daniels and Monique have patched things up after not speaking y'all for 13 years. Dang, that's a long time. Well, during Monique's stand-up show Friday night, the director came on stage and apologized to her. Check it out.
I am so sorry for hurting you in any way that I did. Y'all, she was my best friend. My best friend. Y'all think that Precious was just, that was God working through both of us. And we gonna do it again.
I mean, that's what we're talking about, Lee. Well, he deserved that apology. technology.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, Lee mentioned working together again, and he's talking about his upcoming Netflix movie, Demon House, which Monique will star in. Now, did y'all think this reunion would ever happen? Because I didn't.
I really did not.
No.
19 years?
I did not. After 13 years, it's like, damn, you might as well keep the grudge going.
You moved on at that point, yeah.
But it was really beautiful. It was a really beautiful moment. And shout out to 50 Cent for making all this happen.
For real.
If it wasn't for him, none of this would be happening.
Also, got to give a real brief shout out to Lee Daniels' butt crack in that clip. The fact that we got to see it.
Is that what got your attention?
It just stood out to me. It just stood out. It stood out. I'm not saying it was the subject.
You learned something new about your coworkers every single day, y'all. All right, Tanner loves a butt crack. All right, wow. Yeah.
Right. Okay, guys, moving along. Once again, a house has gotten Todrick Hall in hot water. Okay, y'all remember earlier this year, the singer and choreographer pissed off his fellow house guests with his tactics on Celebrity Big Brother. Who could forget? Well, check this out. Todrick is being sued for not paying $60,000 in back rent for a house he previously claimed that he owned.
Wow.
He bragged about buying this house in a YouTube video last year. Now, the owner of the house is saying that Todrick's rent is $30,000 a month and is 2 months late.
What?
What is more embarrassing, to get called out for not owning the house you said you owned?
That's pretty bad.
Or owing 60 grand in taxes or rent on it?
Or being a dumbass and paying $30,000 a month for a house?
Let me tell you, Chewy.
You honestly think he just forgot to pay or he didn't want to pay?
How the hell you forget to pay when you live?
Or he just didn't got it?
I can't even afford a $3,000 house rent, let alone $30K a month. Woo-wee. Right.
I think it's grand, though, when you can live in a $30,000 a month house rent.
And you pay it.
And don't pay the rent. That's cute, bitch, honey.
Until they put your ass out.
All right, y'all. Our friends over at Fox Solar bringing the video podcast series Mano Presents Kitchen Talk to its platform. Kitchen Talk is a show that provides a vibe with in-depth conversations about life that seeks to motivate the future generation to work hard and never quit, y'all. Tune in April the 4th through the 8th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on FoxSoul.tv to hear Angie Martinez, Fat Joe, Remy Ma, DJ Envy, and more mixing it up with the hosts Mano, Georgie, and Hala as they reflect on culture and growth. That's going to be a good time right there, y'all. Shout out to Mano. I see you, bro.
All right. Up next, Ashanti has tons of fans, honey, but one woman isn't feeling the love for the singer. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, Ashanti is under fire after announcing the release of her new children's book, My Name is a Story. Author Jamila Tompkins Bigelow called Ashanti out via Twitter saying that she copied her book titled Your Name is a Song. Ooh, now Jamila even posted side-by-side photos of the book's description, and it is very similar to hers. Jamila said it took her over 1 year to write the book, 2 years to find an agent and publisher, and for some celebrity who probably didn't even write it, just to steal her idea, she is shaking.
Oh, yo, looking at these pictures side by side, yo, somebody has some explaining
to
do.
It's rough, especially when you get to looking at the description of the book and what they're saying it's about. I don't think Ashanti did this. I'm probably sure someone on her team was like, oh, you should write a book. And she's like, what should the book be about? And they're like, we'll put this together for you.
And here we are.
But Brat, has another rapper ever like stolen some of your bars?
You know what? We adapt a lot of things from each other in the rap game, but I do know a specific artist that kind of is using my name. So I need them to know that I own that name, and I will be coming for my coins as soon as you make a little more money, darling.
Oh, there we go. Let them know.
And I'm officially changing my name to Chewy with the T.
Chewy with the T. There we go.
If Gary owns it, he'll be coming for your coins soon.
I've been Tanner with a T for all my life.
Just
saying.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.